Kevin Sticker.
Where right now it is time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Tomorrow night at the Smirnoff, Jessica Simpson.
Chicken in the Sea.
Mm-hmm. Chicken in the Sea.
Buffalo Wings.
And Sunday at Bass Hall in crazy Fort Worth, keeping the spirit of the Standard alive, Cobra, Diana Krall. The great Diana Krall.
Both shows, tickets are required.
That's right, and Texas Tickets has great seats for both. And you need to dial 214-696-8001 if you're thinking about going. And always remember, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. Here is Cobra.
Thank you, Michael.
Hello, Cobra.
Hello. It seems that someone who I...
Hello, Corby.
She used to be in my top three.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine, too.
Is posing for Playboy. I don't know
what... All time? Nude?
She was.
She was at one time for
totally
me.
Nude?
I don't know.
We'll never know.
Don't know. But it's going to be in December.
No. She's had a baby recently, hadn't she?
I believe so. Or she's expecting, I think. And matter of fact, the story said that she will deliver and only have 4 months to get herself in shape for the photos.
Mm. So these haven't been taken yet?
I guess not.
Mm.
That's kind of dicey.
Why don't you take a guess, Hammer?
Oh, I couldn't even begin to guess.
Let me see if I can.
Trust me, we've all wanted to see more of her. Now, we've seen a little bit in a movie.
In one movie. And boy, did I go nuts. Because I did not know she was getting naked in this movie.
Nuts! Let me put it this way.
What movie was it?
Pause and Rewind was a big player in my house that night that I rented it.
See, I saw it in the theater, and I was screaming at the projectionist to rewind, but he wouldn't listen to me.
As you were undoing your pants?
Come on, man! What was the movie called?
Wild Things.
Wild Things.
Denise Richards?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She's getting naked for Playboy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
she just, you know what? She just had a kid.
Is that what it is?
I think
yeah,
so.
No, she's
her
already
and,
had one.
Yeah, her and Chuck.
Charlie Sheen.
Okay. So it said she would have 4 months to get in shape, whip herself into shape.
Well, she just had that. And matter of fact, I saw a picture of her not a couple weeks ago where it showed her how much better she's back in shape now.
That's why.
Those Hollywood girls can have kids and snap back in like a week.
How?
Because they have trainers and...
chefs.
Bro.
Oh, I hate those people.
Oh, man. Denise Richards naked.
Did she do anything for you?
No, she's okay.
She's okay.
She's beautiful.
You know what I want when we come back from vacation?
She's okay.
You know what I want? I want your definitive top 10.
He won't take it seriously.
She's beautiful.
With no extra roll.
Then I can't do one.
Don't even propose that.
Michael?
Because he can't take it seriously.
Well, you can't, you know? All these women that are just smoking hot, that you think are okay.
The headphones just slithered off the snake head.
Wow.
Kind of molting.
And she is.
Quota. Yeah. Snake.
And Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen, who lived the most debaucherous life of anyone in the last half century.
He got it all.
With drugs and women and everything else.
And then he got that.
To the
porn.
To the point of almost dying. He was so wrapped up into it all. And it's okay. Because he got her.
Then he ended up with a
hit
TV
show.
And one of the hottest women in Hollywood.
Right. Two hit TV shows. Spin City took over Michael J. Fox.
And
now Two and a Half Men, which is their new Everybody Loves Raymond.
And
that's their new benchmark.
And Platoon was huge. Don't forget that.
It was 1985.
And then he ends up with Denise freaking Rich.
There was Wall Street. Don't forget that.
Don't forget Wall Street.
Wall Street.
Hot Shots.
Fry Street.
Wow. I will be checking that Playboy out.
You going to bring that one to work?
Jamagram.
How come you haven't brought the most recent one up here?
Who's
I
in
did.
It?
I did one
Sika?
Day. I brought the one up here.
You no, Jennifer at Wells.
Oh.
No, I didn't look at it.
I thought it was
I haven't
Sika.
Seen the most recent one.
I'll bring it up again. I don't know if it'll be in any shape for you guys to see one.
You already pretty damaged it up
it
pretty good.
Be,
excellent.
It might be pretty damaged.
Well, you guys go ahead and guess which political party this fundraiser was for. Whoopi Goldberg delivered an X-rated rant full
the
of
left.
Sexual innuendo.
The left. That's who it was
it's
for. It was for the left.
Kerry Edwards.
Let's see if you can fill in the blanks. Whoopi Goldberg delivered an X-rated rant full of sexual innuendos against...
Bush.
Last night at a Radio City gala that raised $7.5 million for...
The Democratic Party.
Specifically...
Kerry Edwards.
Edwards.
Yes. Wonderful.
Okay.
Waving a bottle of wine, she fired off a stream of vulgar sexual wordplays on Bush's name in a riff about female genitalia and boasted that she refused to let Team Kerry clear her material. She says, I Xeroxed my ass and I folded it up in an envelope and I sent it back with a big kiss mark on because we're Democrats. We're not afraid to laugh.
I'm not afraid to laugh either, but I'd like for her to be funny once.
You know...
I hate to be the guy who had to clean that Xerox machine after she got off.
Oh, can you imagine?
Did somebody leave a dingleberry on my Xerox?
Dingleberries.
Come on.
Busted zits and corpuscles.
You got dingleberries?
Who was that that said that?
Yeah, I'd like to know. Is that generic Xerox cleaner man?
Well, you know. Well,
that's
I've...
kind of a crazy accent.
Where that came from.
A little French to it.
Kind of Cajun. Sure. Sure. I am disgusted by the Hollywood left. Absolutely disgusted by them.
Why, you're a part of it.
I'm not a part of that. Of that radical left that thinks Bush they think Bush is equal to Hitler.
If you're a part of the left, then you embrace that.
No.
Maybe
yes,
tacitly, but
not
you embrace
true,
that.
Not
it is true.
True.
No.
You do.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
That means if you're part of the right, then you're for, you know, the most radical right-wing crap
right.
in the world. Which you're not. There's
yeah,
nothing wrong
I
with,
am.
No, you're not. You're not a fascist. There's nothing wrong with being a little bit moderate.
I am, too.
John Mellencamp was there. Let's see who else showed
he's
up.
For the left.
I think guns are good.
He sang a specially written song that called the president just another cheap thug and ridiculed him as the Texas Bambino. By the way, Kerry and Edwards were both there.
The Texas Bambino?
Don't ask me. Who else was there?
I think he might have meant Bandito.
Probably. Paul Newman was there.
Wow. Another for the left.
Jessica Lange was there.
Another.
She says
used to be hot.
She dismissed Bush as, quote, our so-called president and said, I'll do everything that I possibly can, short of selling my children, to get that man out of office.
She could sell something else.
Okay. Almost makes me want to vote for Bush, just because those jerkwads in Hollywood are so
she can sell her cats.
Out of control.
Well, do it. Vote for Bush.
They are annoying, aren't they?
Boy, they are,
when they
man.
Get together and have their little left-wing JOSs.
Almost as annoying as the Rush Limbaugh radical Christian right sect.
Why is there no good moderates out there that speak for us people that
because
are on the fence?
Because they don't have a party to go to.
Because moderates make sense.
Well, at least
and the
tell
only
the
way
truth.
You get attention is by not making sense.
And besides,
and not doing something rational and not putting forth rational, well thought out ideas. That's how you get attention.
If you're a moderate or you're an
that's
independent,
right.
what party are you going to go to? This two-party system.
But they're so over the top.
No, that's what
on both ways.
Right.
Well, get a third party going then.
Can't. I mean, the way the election laws are set up, you can't.
I just hate the way...
You can't get matching funds. You cannot raise the money. I mean, the days of the Whigs and the Tories is over.
I'm not saying this is what I believe, but why can't... What's wrong with one person saying, you know what, I support...
You know,
I support the war in Iraq, but I also am... I believe in freedom of choice, or... Regarding abortion.
Because neither party
Why can't you have it both ways?
Because neither party will embrace you. And you'll have nowhere to go. You'll be out on the island by yourself. It'll work. I mean, both parties, they've got it set up exactly the way they want it. You can't do anything about it.
That's why I've only voted once in my life.
Follow the money. You know, when Ross Perot first came on, he made a lot of sense, and a lot of his ideas were sound.
And then he went nuts.
Well, then he went nuts, yeah.
You know why I hate the radical, super crazy right and or left? Because this could have worked both ways. I went to a wedding one time where the groom's cake, you know, you have a bride's cake and a groom's cake. The groom's cake...
You do?
Yes, you do.
Mm. Yours is made out of...
God.
Well, this has been some time in the making, but it has become official as of a moment ago. Rudy Tomjanovich, the former coach of the Houston Rockets, has agreed to terms on a contract to become the new head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Rudy T in, Shaq out.
Thank you, Kevin.
More in the next ticker.
You heard it here first.
Now we return you to E! News.
Yes.
Breaking news.
But the groom's cake was shaped, this guy was so for the right that it was shaped like an elephant.
Probably a member of the Young Republicans.
Oh, he was. Just a total stuffed shirt dork.
Elephant.
Well, why were you there?
Because I knew the bride. By the way, divorced. And I told her. It's like, you're going to be with this nitwit for about a week before you realize what a turd he is.
Enormous turd.
Right, Greg. Did you know him, too?
No, but why is it you guys have a drop of me saying everything? It's not fair.
Courtney Love turned 40 today, and to celebrate...
60.
What? She's 40?
Well, how old do you think she was?
I don't know, like 30, 37.
And to commemorate her 40th birthday, she was supposed to be in court, and she decided that
she had a Vicodin malt, right?
She would skip it. So she skipped her court date.
You know what'll happen to her? Nothing.
And the judge ruled...
Oh, he'll threaten her?
Hang on. The judge ruled that Love forfeited her $55,000 bail. He set a new bail of $150,000.
Money, which she's got plenty of.
And she is supposedly in New York, according to a lawyer who said his client was confused about whether her presence was required in Los Angeles.
Mm. Isn't it the lawyer? Now, if I were confused, they'd say, well, we hate that you're confused, but you're going to jail because you missed your court date.
Okay, but let's just say that you were in Vancouver or whatever. Would they come track you down?
No.
Michael?
No, they wouldn't come track you down, but
as soon as...
The minute you got back into the county...
Michael?
Ooh, dear.
I didn't even hear it. Did the alarm get
fired off? A
little
bit. Yeah, yeah. There was a small amount that set it off once.
Okay.
That's just a warning, though.
Yeah. Yeah, go.
That's just the car alarm saying, stand back from the car. You are standing too close to the automobile.
Stand back, Marino!
Uh-oh.
Michael?
See,
Michael?
You had to go over there and just rock the car,
Michael?
Didn't you? And set
Michael?
It off.
Michael?
Michael?
All right, quit.
Yes.
God almighty.
You know who else hates that other than Mike?
Who?
The listener.
Good.
I got so much email on that.
They should hate it. It's annoying, but it's to annoy Mike. And Marlon Brando is not broke. A lot of reports suggested that he died broke. But according to USA Today, his estate is valued at $22 million. His Mulholland Drive home in Beverly Hills is $10 million.
Probably been paid for 40 years.
Yeah. His island, or I'm sorry, 11 islands in Tahiti are also worth the majority of that $22 million. And he bought it for $250,000 in the 60s. Those 11 islands, 250 grand. Pretty good investment.
Yeah, but you'd think that he'd be worth more than $22 million.
I'm sure he pissed it all away on Burger King.
And housekeepers.
He also collected paintings, sketches, and rare scripts over the years. So.
He's got the original script to Godfather.
He does?
What's that worth?
$69.
And that is E-News.
Take care, Snake.
All right, a look at what the Rangers are up against in Fenway. And I also want to touch on something Norm brought up regarding baseball here momentarily. That next on the ticket.